This Gemara Pesach Mehem is days. The Gemara goes through the Pesukim La Yirah Lecha Sa'or La Yirah Lecha Chometz, and the pasuk from Shiva Asyam Sa'or La Yimotzi Bevateich. And the Gemara has drashes as far as this about Yirah and about Yimotzi, not to be seen and not to be found. The Chometz in Yerushuyos. The Gemara has all kinds of drashes. There's a quote in the right of the Gemara in the bottom here with base quotes. Omer Mar. Yochel Yatmin, the Kabbalah of Doinis, Min Anochrim, Talmud Loim, Lo Yimotze. Says Lo Yimotze. Ha'om Yit Reisha, Shalcho Yatarei, Yatarei, Shalachayim, Shal Gevoi, the Gemara says, Tidre. The Gemara says, Reisha says, Shalcho Yatarei, there's an Issa, by Yiro, by Yimotze, on the Shalcho. It's about Yiro by Yimotze, so he says, by Yiro and Motze, something which is only yours, Lecho, but something which is Shal Achelim, which is Goyim, like Chazal say, or Shal Gevoy, or Shal Hegdish, there's no Issa, there's no Issa. That's the Reish of the Braise. The Braise continues and says, Befurish, and the din is Yochel, Yatmin, a person may be take Yatmin, we hide his own Chomis Beshusai, but he called Vigdonis and Anochir, take the Begotten, something which is Hufkid Beshusai from a Goy, Tamad Loim, Loim, Yimotze, it's Osir. Now we're dealing with two psukim, I understand that v'yinamotzi v'yirolachot. But the Chazal in the Hemshech Habrais is so clearly that the two things go hand in hand. The Makish is this to that is, and whatever is applicable here is applicable there. Obviously you have a steer in the in the Brais. Omar Mar Yochel Yatmi v'yikavul v'tzadach v'tzaz lo yimotzi. Omit Reish shalchoy after roi v'tzadach 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 v'tzadach. The two cases are talking, one when you're mekabel achrayis for the chometz, one when you're not mekabel achrayis. Ki ho domu l'rava d'bnei mechuzo, Rava told d'bnei mechuzo, v'iru chamire d'meichelim ibataychu, make sure you get rid of the chometz of the chayolim, because the chayol ha'melech, as she explains that the chayol ha'melech was mitzav v'klal Yisrael, or the city of mechuzo upon to take care of the food for the chayolim. It was food which seemingly belonged to the goy at the hachona, was mutl, there was an achrayis mutl on the Yisroel. Kivad ilamigna vilamitvit b'shusaychu koi, since in Luyitzer it's lost to stolen b'shusaychu koi, ube'isa l'shlumitz in Yerushus, you'd have to pay. Kidalachoyin domi it's shalacho, and that's why it's also. Kidalachoyin domi it's like shalacho. And it's also to keep the chomitz b'shuscha. So Rava said this halacha, Rava seems to be giving us some kind of hagdorah as to what the Kabbalah achrayis is. Gineva v'aveda, it's amazing to Mishayim, we'll soon touch just upon it, this Mishayim. Machloik is what the Kabbalah Sachrayis, to the degree of the Kabbalah Sachrayis. Rava says, Kabbalah Sachrayis v'gineva v'aveda is clear. Gemara Dir continues and says, Hormichel l'man d'omer, the dover ha'goyim l'mami k'mam and domi. It comes out good, according to the man d'omer, dover ha'goyim l'mami k'mam and domi. Now just to understand the music, very v'kitzer, goyim l'mami k'mam and domi, you're all familiar with this idea. The Pshima tells us in the tzir of an animal, which is Takti Kodesh Hashem, and he has an Achrayis Mutlalov, Achrayis Mutlalov. So now Achrayis is such that Lui, it's a somewhere to steal the animal from him. Now that you have to be mashed on that Achrayis, you said, I really like Korban Zeh, because you have an Achrayis to that Korban, it's considered a Maisig Neva. Not only considered a Maisig Neva, but Chepetz, which is Shaloi. It's not simply an issue of Hezik. There's a Chiyah, according to the Pshim, the Sugi Sagamor, that find Dalat is Machayiv and Dalat Vehei as well. Dalat Vehei is for a Shor, for a Keves, it's for a Shor. So therefore, Gerim Lebom seems to be considered your shor. It's not just an achai, it's a moment is ba'alma for a tayr, it's mazik, a way of being mafsid, you moment, where mechai, you dalad vehei, for the maisik neiv and tficha mechir of your shor. So Gerim Lebom says that this shor is considered your shor. Not that only an issue of being mechai, but the hefsid. Here too, seemingly, because it's mekav l'achai to the chomitz, it's your cheftzer shal chomitz. It's chomitz belongs to you. Therefore, you have the isra of la yirah l'cha chomitz, because it's chomet shalcho, that's the Gemara Shaila. It comes up good to have this iser, the kibul achrayis, later of Shimon, and he says, Dover agorim l'mami kimam and domi. Over the chachom that they say, laf kimam and domi, ma'i kilam eivet. The Gemara answers the obvious answer. The Braises in Menei Yavet said something about the posse. You're coming from a posse. The Gemara says before, Shani yocha domo lo yimotze l'chachom. It says lo yimotze, it says lo yimotze. That's an arbe iser anyway. The Gemara leaves us hanging as to what exactly Rav Shimon's opinion is. That says, even the Madom and Gerim, the Mom and Kimom and Domi, what does he do with the Pasuk? Starting with the Brice, we deal with the Pasuk, it's Tira the Resha Sefer, resolve that by saying one's Bekibla Chrayis, one's Bali Kibla Chrayis. And the Maskon of the Gemara says, well, the Rabbonin have the Pasuk, that even though they hold Dora Gerim, the Mom and Laf, Kimom and Domi, but nonetheless the Pasuk is Mechayit because of Lo Yimotze. Rav Shimon we're left hanging. Is Rav Shimon Mechayev and the Issa Chometz Mishum Dover Agrim Lamami Kemam Adami? And then we're left with trying to figure out what happened to the Pasuk, whether there's a need for a Pasuk or not. Or no, it seems to be something different. We'll leave that for the moment hanging. There's a Lishna Basra, Lishna Acher in the Gemara, Ikad Omri. Gemara says as follows. We start immediately with the Manda Omrim here. We have a Brisa that says the Drosh of Lo Yeh Motzeh. So the Gemara says, Bishlam in the Manda Omrim, that he says Lo Yeh Motzeh, that he holds the Tavagam Lamam, Lav Kimam and Domi. We understand why you need Lo Yeh Motzeh. Elul Rav Shimon, that he says Tavagam Lamam is Kimam and Domi. What do I need Lo Yeh Motzeh? See, the Brisa, the Gemara is bothered by this very Shaila. What does he do with the Pasuk Lo Yeh Motzeh? To which the Gemara resolves and says, one second. A new Yisrael seemingly it says it's this. No. If the chometz is here be'en, it's got to go back. It goes back. It's not considered b'shus the baal chometz or the Yisrael rather. It's not nizushus because it goes back if it's be'en. Kamash malon that nonetheless Rabbi Yirah ba'imotze because the pasuk says lo imotze according to Rabbi Shimon as well. As if the Gemara has a deal here whether or not the din of gerim l'mamud would be sufficient to say that if you're over the Yisrael baal Yirah ba'imotze or not. You weren't having held poshet, Rav Shimon holds Yeroivah. The maskana Rav Shimon seems to be saying otherwise. You have no issa by Yeroivah Yimotzi with the din of Gerim Lamamin, and we need the Gzeh Sakosim. Atkan Sugi Sai Gemori. It's an interesting ritual. It starts off the Sugi Sai Gemori. As follows, he brings. The question of the Kabbalah Sachrayis is an issue in the Rishonim, which is a little bit like our Shmuz. How the Kabbalah Le'achrayis says the Ritva is talking about Pirush Stomach Ka'omer, Vafilu B'Shem Mechinam. Kabbalah Sachrayis, even B'Shem Mechinam is sufficient. Indeed, there's a Shittas Rishonim brought in the Mechabit of Mem Sif Aleph Hashem Yesh Oimim, that even Kabbalah's Pshia, that means Avachrayis just for Pshia, without Gneva Veveda, is also sufficient to be Mechayiv Yuv. Umay Denokit B'Chamir Edim Necheilot, that's true. The case there was because lo yitzur it's nignav or never. You have an achrayis. Obviously, it's enough to be mechayev you, but you don't need more than kibul achrayis ba'alma, even for the level of shem achinam. Only the achrayis of pshia as well, and lo yitzur it's nignav and never. The darga, what we call it's called a pshia karav loin. It's called karav loin. It's not karav loin. It's question what that's considered. But al kaponim, it's less. It's more darga. Excuse me, of shem. It's not necessary to be mechayev mishum kibul achrayis. Those are the words that the Ritva starts with. The Dafke Nokat, he says, goes on, he says, the Kovi, the Mistom Ein Achrayis La'akum, says like this. We bring a case of the Goy. We're talking about this comments of the Goy. Ein Achrayis La'akum, seemingly there's no Din Achrayis B'chla for the Akum. Domiyot Erachmona De Re'eyu Chsiv. Immediately he tells us and brings the Shikol a point. He tells us, Yavik Zeh Asakosav called Re'eyu. Re'eyu V'lashal Goy, V'lashal Hegdish, there's no Din Shoymer B'chla. So if you need something which has the Gidorim Kipshutai of Shoimrim, you don't have it when it comes to a Goy, because there's no Pasha of Shoimrim by a Goy. So talking about the Kabbalah Sachrayis, it's talking about a Nudin Kabbalah Sachrayis, and Sin Mishun, Shin Aleph, Achay, Shin Mishpat, Sif Aleph, it says, there's no Teres Shoimrim B'chal by a Goy, Sif Dalid, one can create circumstance on the ground, the Kabbalah Sachrayis, to be Mechayim himself. That is Chayivis, however, that Mechayim says, Mephurish has to come to Kishakon and the Yodah. Just Dibra Ba'almet, can only work if it's within the parasha of Shemrim Shabbat Torah. There's no parasha of Shemrim Shabbat Torah when it comes to a non-Jew. Therefore, the loch remains dafki kishe kibul olav achrayis. But with the matziv of kibul olav achrayis, says he, that's what's talking here as well. Umiyu kol shevet dine akum chayi v'achrayis keman dekobol domi. Tells us another nekud, and it's understood, we'll say poshet in svor, without big lomdis, it's understood that lu yitzur, the goy v'dine, he says, you have stuff of mine in Yerushus, and you've taken liability for that. That's sufficient to make you have the liability, even if there's no clear, explicit deal between the two of them. Because Saif Kol Saif, this is how it works. When the guy gives you, it's sitting in your rishus under that form of liability. It's an unassumed, or it's called an assumed contract. You have that liability you have. And it continues, it says, this case of Mechelu was like that. It's called Dina de Malchus, is Mechayiv, interestingly enough. And it continues, it says, Shalok Yedivay Arambam. Shalok Yedivay Arambam, the Rambam tells us as follows, that Lu Yitzur, the guy will force you to pay no matter what. There's absolutely no deal. There's no contractual understanding. And if he forces you to pay anyway, if he forces you to pay, that's gezel ashaitei. But choshev kilu kishaloi laver olo. The Ravid on the spot, the Rambam Ferdal also does makes an argument. Now the final words are most telling. Ubavadei says the Ritva. Afa pisha Yisrael ze oiver olo. although the Yisrael is over the Yisrael Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, Chometz Shal Nochri Mikri, Lishteruy L'Acha Pesach. Chometz Shal Acha Mikri, Lishteruy L'Acha Pesach. What is he saying? You have the following Allah, although we may pass like the Pshim that says Chometz L'Acha Pesach is Mutri Ba'anon, because Yisrael Chometz is Davke on Pesach Gufa. Chazal nonetheless asked Chemtin Shal Yisrael Mishum Knosa. Now, when you look at this chometz, say we call it chometz, which is called chemtzin shel Yisrael, insofar that it's a Kabbalah achrayis for this. This Kabbalah achrayis, although it may have been not in the context of Shoyimir, as he says, without a parasha of Shoyimir, but there's a Kibbalah achrayis, there's a liability that you have for this chometz, some form of liability. It's enough for us to say that this chometz is considered your chometz, to yirvim mishum bal yiro bal yemotze. That Chazal tells us. Yet says he, it's maspik for the Yisrael bal yiro bal yemotze, but it's not sufficient for the din. Of that Chazal can see like Yisrael of a Pesach to say that you're mechuy, that's osir ba'ano. It says a statement because it's considered, it's called chemtzin shal Yisrael, shachomet shal nochri mikri, lishtaru yei acher ha-Pesach. That's what it's called. And it brings that b'shem Moiri. Rebbe Kveger in Simen Chav Gimel in Shuvis is b'dayik loshna Rambam. Otherwise. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Chometz Matz Aloch Gimel says as follows: Goy shehifkid chemtza etzel Yisrael, a goy that gave the Torah Spikodes Chometz to a Yid im kibul of Yisrael achrayis shim ovad oy nignav yishalu l'domo. The Mashmoy Siramim in the Neforshim tell us that his mashmoy is kabbalas achrayis of gneiva ve'aveid the dafke nigna. He says it should be nigna never and nignav yishalu loy domo v'reiz achayv leva'al loy. He's chayav bebir, the Rav says, "Beiru chamira bivataychu, get rid of the chometz bivataychu." Hoyu vekibul olav achrayis nasa kishaloy. Mamash takes the Gemara very sharp and tells us the yosi of this loshna Gemara because it's mekabel achrayis is kishaloy. Im loy kibul olav achrayis mutel lekayim ayetzlo. And if it's not mekabel achrayis, he has the heter to keep it by his rishus, which is understood, understandable. Beklal lav atashemei hen. And Rambam fears this. He says, "Umutel lechol nemenu achra pesach shevrishus hagoyhu." And it's mutter to eat it after Pesach. To eat it after Pesach, we understand it's being. It doesn't go to the door with Chazal Aser, because it's chemtzin shel goy. That is to say, kishaloy that Chazal or Masakin with the chometz through Pesach, lo yotzer the kabel achrayis. It's kishaloy. It seems to be in the Rambam included the iser of Chazal. Chazal can see on it that because it's chemtzin shel yisrael shavol of Pesach would be clear in pshutay shel Rambam. That seems to be the indication of like I said, Kveger brings this Rambam. Al Tzaray, Shaloi Kedivri HaPoiskel, it seems to say like the Ritva, referring to over here the Magen Avraham. It's giving a tough man. The Magen Avraham says as follows. Here the Mechara passes this halacha, Akum Shifkit Chemtzel Tzisol, Im Hu Chayi Ba'achay Yusa, Migneva Va'aveda, Shifas HaRambam. He says, "Beishu bebeisa beishu becholmokim b'shusa chayiv levaroi." No difference. Weird is bebeisa becholmokim b'shusa yozachiyev b'ir chometz. This is what he says. To which the Magen Avraham here in Bar Chovel says the following halacha.
It was goes lechometz and avolav haPesach. He says shel chafanecha. Chazal tell us, even though there's an achrayis between it's called chometz. Bechemtzin shel akum b'shus Yisrael with the dinim that he has an achrayis to this. It's a chiyuv chazor of this chometz. Nonetheless, he can tell him shel chafanecha. So quite clearly, you have over here that there should be no problem with chometz. He says he brings it back and forth. He's down the shaylu. We're not going to go through all the stodim of. He's down the shaylu. Chok yankiv. Of Yosef Cotton Dalit. Here's like this. Mamma, you go, I come, I have Pesach, I show you to my Chomets, Kermino, I go to Chomets of the Pesach, Jesus, Israel. Mashma the pshitale the chometzu oser achar pesach. The end of the day, the Magen Avraham, after the whole deal, ends up saying taka oser achar pesach. Exactly. The kolok and yishlem the oser mihaytami lita lahakum shem achat. This means a svor. The svor we'll soon see. Shem yavzer is Allah shalat and begir. The fact it's miyuch, not miyuch. It ends up being b'shusha shal yisol. But at the end of the day, he says that chemtzu shal akum at the end, the Magen Avraham is taka machri at the end that it's taka oser. The feeling is that the ain zed davar posh. The kibbutz the chometzu shal akum. Again, the same words. Chometzu shal akum, hanifkan shal akum hanifkid. Vahadar be veina be after yisol over avera al shalay biyano. They say he's not even aware for the fact he wasn't aware of the chometz. We call mokim how the chometz shal akum shavul of a pesach demut baano. He's up there. Now he's not finished. He says I found a raya from Yerushalmi. If you look inside the Yerushalmi Beyos, it's slightly different. The Gersa, the Raya, according to the Kavanei, that has been explained. Moshe's Pshat, Yerushalmi Beyos, is somewhat different. But the way he quotes the Yerushalmi, it seems to be clear words in the Yerushalmi that there's this musik of saying, Chemtzer Shal Akum Vishus Yisrael, that's all it is. Chemtzer Shal Akum is enough to be over the Raya, at the same time, would be in the Gedra of Chemtzer Shal Yisrael. Quotes the Yerushalmi like this. Akum shehifkid chemtza netzel Yisrael, Rav Yoyna oime, mutter. Rav Yoysi oime, osse. Tachloikis. Om Rav Yoyna, chemtza shal akum hu, Yisrael hu sheover ale. Chemtza shal akum hu, the chometz is coming to explain the mandom, and he says, there's an issue, the question of the chometz is revealing, what's the status of the chometz? He says, it's chemtza shal akum hu, et chazal of the Torah on acid, the Torah acid is chometz. Yisrael hu sheover ale. Because I said it's chemtzer shal akum that the Torah asks. Okay? As they come to Dol, he says, if you want to machloik, this is part of the tzad, the machloik is to be matter. Chotchik asafik it should be, and then part of the safik, the safik. And the Rabbanan, he goes through, la halacha, why it should be so. So you have over here a clear machloik is the Magen Avraham and the Chof Yankiv, which seems to be a very clear machloik is in the Rishon. Like I say, the root of the Rabbi says it's chemtzer shal akum, which the Torah said you're over the Yisrael Bal Yiroch. That's what it sounds like. And mitzachem, you have over here the Chok Yankiv, the very he says the words of the Ritva. Hashem, you have the Rambam, which is very clear. Then it's other ones. There's a fascinating Magen Avraham, which makes things even more difficult in Hilchas Shoifer. Tavkuf Kevov. Sif Kotne, the Magen Avraham says as follows. Toka, the Mechab says, Toka b'shoifer shal avarizor shal Yisrael lo yotza she'ein b'tein lo ilomis. One wants to use a shoifer of avarizor shal Yisrael, it doesn't become bot lo ilom, it's ksus amech the shiura. Aber shalai v'aliz kocho mishal akum, v'chein v'misham shi avarizor shal akum, lo yitoka v'yitoka b'yotza. Because it has bitl. The Magen Avraham says, the appears this in the halacha of this, the question whether it's kavaliskas, lo niskavaliskas, lo yitzis is kavaliskas, but it's zosh lakum becomes the vodesh al yisrael, it's also. He says, Yesh lo bailu, apish is kavaliskas, but kon avale, avale zosh lakum. The linear, the hakaim lo yisrael, lo yivat avale zosh lakum, shum zeyrish tumu magvale, says, it can't be mevatlit. And he says, what would be in a case we have the shayfa shal akum, and Yisrael is chay v'achri yusay. You have the shayfa shal akum, and Yisrael is chay v'achri yusay. Says mikri shaloi. Says the Magen Avraham, this is considered avoy dezor shal Yisrael. V'chein matzino gabi chometz. V'chein matzino gabi chometz. So we found the chometz also that the kavanah zachray is makes on the kishaloi. So therefore, just like by chometz, the musaf kishaloi to be everybody know by motzei. Here it's called Avodizoyle Shal Akum, which is Keshaloy of Yisrael, but the fact is Mekabal Achrayis. Some Sefer of Yez Mitzayin that he says, Achur Yatayim Chemetzi, he has a Haggot, Tzorech Iyun. He says, Pesachim Dafei, Tzayf HaMeveiz, V'hav Arayi Listoy. Have Arayi Listoy, you want to be Yerayi Pachomitz, if anything it's Arayi Listoy, some Sefer, obviously, because it's Xeris HaKosev, and Asug is Xeris HaKosev, and Mayimotze. It's Xeris HaKosev, and Ilchaz Chomitz HaMatzah. Isra Chomet is an Isra of Lo'imot, the Torah tells us Kabbalah Zachra is his master. Yim Yashiv is Tira, Lo'imot is a ribu to ask. Having said that, you can't say, if anything it's a right, punkt faket, that Kabbalah Zachra is in any other place, isn't sufficient. Bifrat. Going back for a moment to the Gemara invokes the cloud of the God of the Mamma, Kimam and Domi, Laf Kimam and Domi. Talking the Halach, we pass the Laf Kimam and Domi. Anything, pass the Laf Kimam and Domi. And having said that, we understand that the Das Chachom, we have not more than Exeris Akosiv Lo Yimotse. Lo Yimotse tells us that Lu Yitzur, Yisrael, the Kabbalah Achrayis, whatever the Kabbalah Achrayis should be, it's enough for the Yisrael Bal Yimotse. What's hot is Satan the Sheikh, it's Halach and Ruchis Chomitz. It tells us that it's enough called Nimtze B'shusha Shal Yisrael Adye Kabbalah Sakhra'i's delay, which is absolutely no shaykhus to the parash of Shaykhus. Some Shaykhus V'chei Matzid L'Gabi Chomitz is clearly making a tzushdel. And it gives us some kind of a hint on how we understand what the Sugi Sakhimori is by us. Let's try our best to reapproach the Gemara. You know, before we do that, you know, the Kveger has an interesting chattel in Shuvah. We ask a little bit of how to understand Marasugya. Leish Tezvov. He's looking to me, Yashiv, the Yishalmi, on the Mogen Avram. Yishalmi says quite clearly, according to the Girsa, the Chalkyank of Akapon, the Man Domeh, it says, that it's chemtzon shal akom b'shus Yisrael. That means you're not, there's no reason. But the Rav Maschoni hears that chemtz shal kabbalah zachra is lives also. He says, yesh lo metamad yusham the sphere le hod ha'ov v'ayro b'achra is lo yushu lezeo mikri shaloi. Yo'ir v'ayimotzi not because it's shaloi, but kivim di ilu mignav, so the chidish godl, ilu mignav oy mitvar v'yishal lo yachomitz. In the case where it's nignav and evda, and okay, in nimtza hagale v'chakach o yimtza haveda v'yisyak erzocha yisrael. We have the old rule that the sugi say gemar the beginning of hamafki. The gemar tells us as follows: hamafki it's a chaver bein my kelim v'nigne v'inev, then he's ready to pay. He pays for it. Chazal tell us the halachi is nasik, it's like this. Why it's knuyim loy nasik v'mishalim loy parosi knuyim lecho miyachshav kishatirtze v'tashlimen kishatigone v'tirtze v'tashlimen. You have a kinyan l'mafreya. It means it was your chayvitz mitchilase. He says. That's how it goes. In regular case of Shemir, I give the chavitz to the Shemir after the Kodin, and after the fact he's willing to pay for it, being willing to pay for it, it makes it his l'mafreya. He says, the kivish came to my time, would now you misavik v'isav ha'yirov. The guy has chemtzi shal akum v'shusay, and he says, throughout Pesach it's a savik v'ayirov v'ayimotze. It may become nignav, it may not become nignav. If it becomes nignav, it belongs to the Yisrael l'mafreya. That's a savik v'ayirov. Lo Yitzur, it's not Nignov. He never became Islam Afreya. Whoever Pesach Lo Nignov never Achomitz. If Lo Yitzur, the Kano Yisrael, after the Mafreya, Chemtzah Shalom, and Achrum Mutavano. He says the Zel Sfar. So Yishalmi understands that the word is that Lo Yitzur Pesach goes through, and the end of the day, the Chomitz is here. It obviously never became Chemtzah Shal Yisrael and Afreya, and therefore it was always Chemtzah Shal Achrum. He says Yishalmi with Yishalmi Lishitosei Ozulam Adam Vur Yishalmi Lishperek Amafkid Av Behavi Eidim Sheposha Mikolokim Maknu Lekfeilo. Yishalmi Shita is that even over there he brings Eidim Shaposha. In other words, usually the word is because it's a question of avoiding the Eistik and the Din Torah. There's an assumed clause, there's an understood contract that I'm matnid the chepetz to you, insofar you don't give me a rough time, you're ready to pay. Even if he brings Eidim Shaposha, Yishalmi tells it still belongs to him. Of course, the Rabbi Magid also says the same from the Yishalmi. Kivin Abin Besug Yishalmi Chilim Shalmi Fashayti, so on and so forth. Doesn't hold like Yerushalmi, so maybe he goes away from the shtickle of Yerushalmi. The kitzah, the upshot of the discussion is as follows. The Yerushalmi shita is, indeed like the Chalkyachiv understands it. In the event, where the Chometz is still around, no problem, because the Mafreya, it was Chemtzon Shalakum, rather sitting B'shus and Shal Yisrael, but it was never the Yisrael's, it never became his. In all circumstances. Well, to show that Rambam doesn't agree with that, you need certain special circumstances to make that happen. Kum Techoi is that B'meshach, the days of Pesach, it was B'achrayis Eitzel Yisrael, it's enough in the B'yayiv, it's called Chentun Shal Yisrael. This is his pshetl. It's difficult. It's a very difficult pshetl that we're not talking about Pasha Shemim over here. Let's make that very clear. All this is within the context of Pasha Shemim. The whole Svar in the poor Sugi Sagimar at the beginning of the Mafia, later on in the Mishnah, that Flamdal and the Bez, based in the Chachomim, it becomes Nasa Porosi, Mishavuot is Koni, or Vemisi is Koni, that's Yilchashayim. that when the shomer takes a chayfetz with hilchas shomerim, I make a ma'aseh mashichah to the chayfetz. I have a chayfetz with hilchas shomerim to the chayfetz. Lo yitzor I pay, so the chayfetz became ma'aseh mafreyah within the parasha of shomerim. There is no such thing in the parasha of goy, insofar that the Ritva tells us that there's a kibul achrayis, but that's kibul achrayis va'alma. That isn't enough for us to understand that the parasha of shomerim is kicked in. It's very difficult to understand that there's a parasha of shomerim over here. There's no assumed contract that goes over here with das hamafkin and so on and so forth. It doesn't happen. So to make this pshetl and to understand it al derech zeh is somewhat difficult. Vegas pshetl. We're left a little bit trying to understand what the Nekudas Yerushalmi says what it does. The Rambam says other than it goes away from the Yerushalmi. Seem to understand otherwise. We understand and looking to understand both the Rambam and the Asamog and Avram that clearly says that at the end of the day, Chemtzin Shal Akum B'Shus Yisrael is also Bano. Shalik Yedivrei Chokyankiv based on the Yerushalmi. Let's understand as follows. Back to the Gemara for a moment. The Gemara has two Lashonis over here. Gemara brings the Stira and the Brais. The Gemara says, no difference is Kibbul Achrayis, not Kibbul Achrayis. Kishe Kabbul Olei Achrayis, Viri Yav Aloch, Yorim Bal Yorol Bal Yimotze. Fine. To which the Gemara says, Honichel Aman Da'omer, Dover Agarim Lamami Kimom and Domi. According to that Mandomer, it's fine. So let's take the Gemara and give Shutai. Fine means that the Aloch is fine. We assume the Aloch is, it works. And this is to say, at this point, the Gemara isn't bothered by the fact that there's no need for a Pasuk. We had Lo Yemotze telling us the din. But now we know that at the end of the day, there's a Pasuk telling us very that we have a Svarah called Dov Agurim Lomami Kimom and Domi. We look at the fact that he has a Kabbalah Sachrayis is to say that he has Chomitz Kishaloi Mamash according to Rav Shimon. Elo Lomandom, Lav Kimom and Domi Maikil and Eim. But the Gemara responds, it's a Lo Yemotze. It says, the Pasuk Lo Yemotze, you have a Pasuk. So this Loshen would seem at the Maskonos HaGemara to understand that there's two Alochas here. There's Aloch of Gurim Lomami, there's Aloch of Lo Yemotze. And that's how we look at the first Lashon in the Gemara. Second Lashon in the Gemara starts off. Bishlom adas chachom, I understand why I need lo yimotze. Elo Rav Shimon, lama likro. He holds the Dovah, lama kimam dami, so it's very clearly assumed. But that takes care of everything. You would definitely be able to use the Yisrael v'yimotze with the Gurim Lomam itself. To which the Gemara responds. Kivan the Yisrael v'yim is hoda, tada v'yim, so maybe it's only kishalesna, that's why you have a need for lo yimotze. Right? That is to say, there's something which is here. The Lo Yimotze tells us something. Once it's been begalut us, we're not sure exactly what the Lo Yimotze does. Could very well be that in the Gedorim of Gurim Lamomin, it's not as galut, it's not Gurim Lamomin. All I have over here is Exeris HaKosah called Lo Yimotze. Lo Yimotze tells us at the end of the day, that's why you're recorded to Rav Shimon as well. It means the first Lashon will be Mashon Maskona, the you're recorded to Rav Shimon because of Gurim Lamomin. Second Lashon Mashon over here, that's the Pasuk of Lo Yimotze, which tells us why you're over here. You have two Lashonis in the Gemara. And it's possible that, based on this, that the Maskonos HaGemara is that there's a Yisrael Stik and Machloikis, why you're Oivim? Are you Oivim Shum Lo Yimotze, according to Rav Shimon Al Kopon? Oivim Shum Lo Yimotze, Xeris HaKosov Lo Yimotze, or because we didn't have Gurim Lamomin? We can take this a step further and understand. The Yisrael Shik is Rav Shimon in the second Lashon. Tava Gurim Lamomin. The Yimotze says, Hachsiv Lo Yimotze. That is to say, although there's reason to believe here would be not consistent with the Klal of Gurim Lamomin, Lo Yimotze tells us that it's Yoiver anyway. Makosu was it. Voshteiv. And we say that the Lo Yimotze is megalot to me that there's a Kibul Achrayis which tells that you have a Teiris Gurim Lamomin. That is a Teiris Bailusi. I can look at this two ways. I can look at it and say that the Maskonos HaGemara is a Chiddush in Gurim Lamomin, which is a Klolistik Chiddush. It's a Shas Chiddush in Gurim Lamomin. I can say right now I know that even something which is, even only if it's Hoda Be'ene, it's Choyzer. That's enough, right now as is, but because it would be less a Be'ene, it would be an Achrayis, there's reason to believe that today you have a Teiris Gurim Lamomin right now, after the Xeris HaKosov of Lo Yimotze. That means any Kabbalas Achrayis would be sufficient to say there's a din today of Gurim Lamomin. Lo Yimotze tells us a Bailus. Lo Yimotze tells us a Bailus based on Gurim Lamomin. So you have a few ways of understanding the Maskonos HaGemara. Either we look at this as a pure Xeris HaKosov within the context of Chometz, that is no Shaychus at all to the Gedorim of Lo Yimotze. Or look at this as being that today it's a gilut, that there's something where we say normally the gedorim of Lo Yimotze should not be there simply because Gurim Lamomin is not consistent, but the Xeris HaKosov nonetheless tells us there is. Now, I don't know Pshat in the Magen Avraham and Tovkuf Peivo. In Hilchas Shofar where he says, Midi Davi Achomitz, that you say that Kabbalah Sachrayis is something. But one thing is clear in the Magen Avraham. You understood the Gemara saying that Kabbalah Sachrayis gives Bailus. It's not a halacha. Not a halacha in Hilchis chomitz that tells us here over, although there is no bayimus. He heard that Xeris Akosa tells us that achrayis is a gilu in hilchis bayimus. That could be seen according to the context that we're saying it now. In Rav Shimon, very simply put, it gives bayimus because I'm the man. The omer that holds during the moment it's sufficient. Or in Das Chachomim Lamaskona, the pasuk tells us lo yimotze is a gilu in hilchis bayimus. The Kabbalah achrayis. That means there's a new level of bayimus in Gidrei HaTorah called Kabbalah Sachrayis. Generally, Kabbalah Sachrayis means that you've assumed responsibility, you take liability. This is to say, Luyitzer, the thing loses its value, something's damaged, you pay for it. It doesn't sound like Bailus B'derech Klam. But Yavram took Asugi Sai Gemara to the Imamzi Yadavar Chodosh. That is, that Kabbalah Sachrayis is something which creates Bailus. Kabbalah Sachrayis creates Bailus. Don't shake the Gemara. So therefore, he says, for some reason, again, this is difficult because why take Chidushim in Shem Bailus in the parasha of Chometz and apply it elsewhere? But it would seem very clearly that what he's doing here is saying that the Kabbalah Zachrayis that you have for the halacha of Chometz is megalot to me that Kabbalah Zachrayis and other dini HaTorah could assume Bailus as well. Who are dinim the Hilchas Avodah Zarah? I have to have something which is called Shem Shal Yisrael. Chometz tells me that Kabbalah Zachrayis could recreate a matzav called Shem Shal Yisrael. So it's no longer an unadulterated Akum, Shantanalu Avodah Zarah Shal Akum. Today it's Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael. So he's hearing clearly the Magen Avraham, that is, that the Pasuk Lo Yimotze does not just tell me Alochis in Hilchis Isser Chometz, but it tells us Adil in Hilchis Bayus. This much I take out of the Magen Avraham. Like I say, the Chasam Tzayv is Taina, that Luchur is a Halochis Echidish in Hilchis Chometz, and not a Halochis Kolat Ayakula, is a Taina. But one thing is clear to me, that whatever the Magen Avraham meant to say, he clearly approached this Gemara as telling us that the Chometz is Chemtzon Shal Yisrael. If that's the case, the Magen is consistently Shitos and here Tofnen, that tells us that insofar that the Pasuk says Lo Yimotze, it's not just telling us there's an Isser Torah called Lo Yimotze, which is in Chemtzon Shal Akum B'chi Hayavna, that you get, you're over the Isser Torah, but it tells us something about violence. If it tells us something about Bailus, obviously you have the right to say that Chazal's Chiddush of Knas on Chemtzon Shal Yisrael She'ovel of HaPesach is applicable. Yes, indeed, he was over the Yisrael of Chometz HaPesach. There he clearly was. So interesting, Machloikis. Just again, just this opens up a little bit of an avenue. Again, if it's a question whether it's Tolin de Lashonis or Tolin in the Maskonas HaGemoras is still, I leave hanging so far that there's no Hechrich to this. Like I say, the first Losh is Mashman, there's a Gerim, the moment you can Rav Shimon, which is Rav Shimon. Besides one Shver Sheet, the Sheet is Bala Trumas, we don't pass it Rav Shimon. So it's hard in the first Losh, when the Gemara says, L'maskone, Hatsiv Lo Yimotze, is that telling us Svoris and Bailus or not? I'm not sure about that. It means in either case, in both the Shoyis, I have no Hechrich, the Mechadish, the Mogen Avrom's Chidush, that Lo Yimotze tells us a Din and Bailus. It just may be easier to understand that the Lashon Rishon that says that a Reb Shimon makes sense because it says Learn Lomad Mamadomi, it's Kokolei Bailus. Das Chachom Ayik Lameimer, to which the Gemara responds, Ah, Das Chachomim is indeed Lo Yimotze, to make it work Kebailus and Shal Reb Shimon. There's no Machloikis, it's still between Reb Shimon and the Chachomim. Then Lishne Basra would be, we start off saying that there's Bailus Gemurim like Reb Shimon and no Bailus at all like the Ravona. We are masking and we say that there is no Bailus going to Reb Shimon either. So the pasuk could be a pure exegesis of course. I don't have a hechich of how to understand maskonas and gemara that both lashonis. However, I do have mokim enough to say that lo yimotze could be a gilui in hilchis bailus as opposed to a gilui in hilchis issa. So the lashonis of the Rambam versus the Ritva, or as Yishapi, the Ritva's lashon says very clearly that it's called chemtzon shel akon b'shus Yisrael means. It never became your chometz. The Torah's lo yimotze means there's an isur lo yimotze. It could even be bal yiro as well, insofar that the Gemara is makish the yisurin, but it could be, both of them could be here. No problem. However, it's only called chemtzon shel akum, which is enough for you to be over the isur that Torah bal yiro by yimotze. Rambam says otherwise. Rambam hears clearly there's a word over here of kinyan, a word of shalachot, it's kishaloi. If that's the case, Chazal betakanos that said there's a din knas. On chemtzon shel yisrael she'ovel of HaPesach is enough to say with chomet shekivul of achrayis. There's an interesting discussion that Tzlach Daf Mem Tes tells us that a person has chemtzon shel akum b'shus shekivul of achrayis at the time of shechitas korban Pesach. You know there's an issur l'sizbach al chomet dam zivchi. You don't shech. A shechta of chametz zivchi. You don't shech the carbon pesach. But chametz b'shusay. What would be boikin as chametz b'shusay, which is chemtzer shalakim the people of Achrayim. So the Shagasari in Simenai Zion speaks about it at length. The Nirish Masik, it's done a portion, but today, you're over the Yisra of Lissimba, the Shishra. You're being shaykh at Chometz, Karm Pesach ala Chometz, if you have this Chometz, the Shus Chometz. Slach says otherwise. The test is not, it says, no, that's not true. The Gedder, Kimat says word for word, the same Gedder as the Ritva, it's Chemtzer Shalakum. It means the Yisra of Torah that says you shouldn't shaykh the Karm Pesach having Chometz b'shuscha, is not be talking Chometz Shal Yisra. This is Chemtzer Shalakum. Question in the Shita Sarama seems to be questionable. We have a clear Raham over here that says otherwise. If you say that it's called Chometz enough for the fact that Chazal can see the light to be called Chometz of Yisrael, that seems to be the deal that the Mikveg and the Prima Godom also says the same in the Mogad Avram, but the Raham disagrees with it, would be the Siyat, excuse me, the Shita Sarama Mogad Avram at the end of the day, that you have an Is Devamokim, you have Chemter Shal Akum Shekibul of Achayis, there's enough to say it's called Chometz of Pesach. So you have another interesting Nikud of point of contention here. We turn back a moment to the Gemara. Again, the Gemara here has, we said, it's two Lashonos. Two Lashonos. There's an interesting question that the Gedolei Achronim asked of Chaim Moshe, asked in Achiyaz, in the Gemara, he asked the following Shaila. The Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes that tells us, the Rabbi asked the following question. Turning back to the Gemara in Hamafkin. The Gemara that says, Nasik Mishamalik Shatigno the Kirtz of Tashimani Porosik Nudhom Yaksha. Means you have to have this whole clause, this understood clause that goes between the Mafkin and the Shem Afikodin, to say that the Chavitz becomes his, Luditzer is ready to pay for it, that makes it now, it's called his Chavitz which was Nignav, he gets the Kev. That's the Gemara. There's an interesting rivalry that has the following Kasha. According to Rav Shimon that he says, Dover Agurim Lamam Kimam and Domi, the Shemer Luchura has an Achrayis, Luditzer is Nignav from the Shemer, he's going to have to pay. He's chayav b'gneivah, chayav is stolen, he's mechayav to pay. If that's the case, it should be his, and the chayav kefo should go to him, because there's a din of girl and mom, kimam and dam. That is, just like Rav Shimon tells us, I have a chayav that shall hegdash b'shusik, and I have an achayas of her array alayt, and imashin this ned, allu you to the chayav is stolen. And the person feels that he's mechayav to pay me, kefo, for taking someone else's, says, the shomer has someone else's chayav is b'shusik. In so far that the chayvets are stolen, I have the achrayis al shem to pay for the chayvets. I should mechuy to pay kefil. You mechuy to pay kefil to me because he stole it from my rishus. Because they break the raivid. Understandably, though, matzmi on the raivid, it's wonderful. In fact, the chayvets to shem is the same time the chayvets belongs to the bialim as well. It's my chayvets rishus called the gnud neso ish. Neso ish means based on shem, it's based on bialim. So although you have girl and woman and again the shem, how does it take away the shem of the chayvets rishus bialim murim? There's a lot of things to be said about this Raivid, a lot of Torah this Raivid. The Raivid though says, very clearly says, that the word is wise not because ain't kolo ain't sinolo. Kilo to say, that's true. He never very maybe mechayiv, but Lu Yitzir is an oinus. Something else happens beyond his control, he wouldn't be mechayiv to pay for it. So that's reason enough to say that whatever it is that he has in mechayifet is not sufficient to make him have the din of Gurma moment, to make him mechayiv on the neighbor from his chayiv to Meshusa. That's the Raivid's answer. More or less. To which the Chaim Moshe asks the obvious question, when's the Gemara? The Gemara says very clearly, why? Because you know, Mignev, Mitfid, if we lost a stone, you'll have to pay. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah, but the Rav is up very clearly, the Halacha is like zero, the Gemara says, one second, Bishlam, I'm going to the moment, that is good. That means to say, we're using the svara of being chayv b'gneivah aveda over here to make him mechuyev, to make him nachroy for gneivah levad. That means a regular shomer. So although it's not a regular shomer, if anything, it's less shomer. However, one thing it is, it's a kabbalah zachrayis kishomer. Kabbalah zachrayis kishomer. So let's for a moment dwell on this chiluk. We understand the Rav is talking about a pure shomer behilchas shomer, and he asks the shaila. Then he says that the pure shomer behilchas shomer has to carry the entire achrayis. Let's speak about here, it's not a real shomer, it's a shomer for a goy, kabbalas kinyan, and that kabbalas kinyan is tinochayim b'gnei v'aveda, and only b'gnei v'aveda. If anything, it's less mistaken for us to say here, this would be called a davar b'nun moment than there. Svar coming from a Reb Chaim's svar. Reb Chaim says as follows, Reb Chaim tells us he is certain b'nun moment, The Gerlom is necessarily applicable b'makom that you have the achrayus to the chayfetz. You have the achrayus to the chayfetz per se. That is to say, al shomer, you're mekabel achrayus to the chayfetz. You have to return this chayfetz. That's your din. That's your chiyuv. I have to give this chayfetz back. If this chayfetz is not here, lo shomer v'lo kayum, v'chi agavna, understandably, I have to pay for the chayfetz. That's my achrayus as a shomer. So I can be a dover, I'm going to the moment, it means the chayfetz is going to the moment, you'll have to pay, mokim, mali, hey, mali, domain, mokim, the chayfetz, if you like, you have that, it's chayvus now, klapi, the chayfetz, we can say, kimom and domi. Reb Chaim, however, there says, he's talking in a different case. Chaim coming to be mechalik between the case of regular shayman, and a case that the Tnei Yeshua is ma'ir, from a sukkah sayyavar daf lamanah. Let's briefly say that Gemara. The Gemara says as follows, Nochri shehilvul Yisrael al chemtza. A guy lent money to a yid al chemtza. It means there's a bikotin. Yisrael said, "In case you want to pay you back, you'll take it from this. You'll take it from this barrel of whiskey. This is going to pay for it. This is pure chometz to pay the chayiv." So the Gemara that says, "Ba'avul of a Pesach, you can use it. It's mutter to be used after Pesach. Why? The Gemara says the Netzad because needed to have on the klal of Abay that says Baal chayiv of Afeya who goyde." It means retroactively, because he now takes the bottle, the barrel of whiskey, it was his mitchilo. So it comes out, it was chemtza shal akum, the entire yomtiv. It means the mafreya, this barrel was chemtza shal akum, the entire yomtiv. Very gishmak. So that's why the yid is an oiva. Hek pnei Yeshua, one second, alluded to this barrel worth of plats, he'd be mechuyiv to pay. That means it's chemtza shal akum, the mafreya, the kibul of achayis, he has to pay. If he has to pay, it's chemtza shal yisrael, the din of achayis. Here's the kasha that Pnei Yeshua asks. Says Reb Chaim, no. The payment you have paid to do over there is because the loan is mechayiv you to pay. Not because the barrel is mechayiv you to pay, because the loan is mechayiv you to pay. Vishlami ba'a shoyna, kabbalah sachra'is for the cheftze is mechayiv, that's wonderful. The cheftze is mechayiv momenis. The moment is now today, it's called gurm le moment for the cheftze. You have a barrel of whiskey in your shoes, which is mechayiv you. Gurm le moment is chayiv, fine. But that's true only about Shomer, says Reb Chaim. Masha'ek and Lechoyev, you're a Mechoyev anyway. The fact that you place the barrel of whiskey to make the Tashlumen with is not going to not be Goyer Mechoyev. Lechoyev is Minatzad. So there's no din of Dovar, Goyer Mechoyev, Kimon, and Domi, says Reb Chaim, based on this Chiluk. So let's for a moment look at the Chiluk, the Ischaivus of Goyer Mechoyev by a Goyer. We say there is no parash of Shomer by a Goyer. No parash of Shomer by a Goyer Bechlau. What do we have? We have over here the Ischaivus of Momenis. Make a tnai, it's a snow, a deal of that. You say the hayos, you took the chavitz from me. If this chavitz were to get lost, you'll pay me for it. Are you now watching the chavitz? Not at all. You have a chavitz because it's konu miyodit with a tnai. I'll pay you money in the event that the chavitz you gave you were to be lost. It's not with a mechayiv of shoyimim which has watched the chavitz. It may practically so. It's practically that's the case, but it's not what your chavitz is. So it's svarim, I mean, it's more mustabit to say that this is less gurm the moment than a case of shomer. Less gurm the moment than a case of shomer according to Reb Chaim's Havonah. So that's the case. The kasha is really shveh. Via the Raiva tells us that as long as there's no hiskablus bimluoy, no total hiskablus bimluoy, there's nothing there at all. There's no hischaivus bechlau, so there's no gurm the moment. By us, we're talking about a kabbalah hischaivus, which is limited. Limited to Gdeva Vedit, Pasha that's Sugi Sagamor, according to the Rambam as well. If that's the case, so why should there be a din of gurm l'momen over here in Asugi Sagimori? We look at the Rosh over here in Asugi Sagimori, Simon Dala, the Rosh brings a number of Shitas HaRishonim as to what exactly is the darga of Kabbalah Sachrayis. We mentioned immediately that the Shita that tells us that Kabbalah Sachrayis says the Ritva and other Rishonim that they say it's enough to be Kabbalah for Pshia. That means the darga of Shem Achinim is enough to make you have the din of gurm l'momen. So the Ritva clearly lays down the amount of his chayvus. It's only b'pshia, and that's enough to make gerun l'mamim k'mam adamis. It would not shim at all with nasa raivit and gom mitzi. The rabbi says you have to have a kabbalah sachrayis b'kule. It's not sufficient. You have ways out. No, nothing doing. The ritva is clearly otherwise. He says gerun l'mamim is enough that any chayvus moment that you have is enough to be mechayiv. Then we have the shittus haramah, as you mentioned, that says napke b'gnevi v'aved, which would seem to be law, which seems to go again in the face of the shittus haramah. That's Shittas HaGemara. But we finally have the last Shitta is Ben Chananu on the Yomud, Shittas HaToysim Bo Metzir Daf Pei Beis, Shavuos Daf Mem Dalid, the Mashal says B'Shem Rashi, who had the same Shitta. that the case of Nigniv v'Nivid, v'Nevid, means the case of Nigniv v'Nivid that the Gemara is talking about, is Afilu Ba'insin. Afilu Ba'insin. As I shake the Rishonim, that means, the Goyiz Mechayiv, the Kabbalah's Kinyan, okay, more than that, the Kabbalah's Kinyan of Yishayiv was here, is Afilu Ba'insin. The Goyiz says, you are Mechabal Achrayiz, that Luyitz, if something happens to this, which is even Nenas, beyond anyone's control, that's enough for you to be Mechuyiv for the Hefzid that took place. You're Mechuyiv to pay. Now, that makes life a bit easier for the Raivik. Why? Kabbalah's Oinsen is a different goes, shifts into a new discussion. You know, there's a famous Nesivah that tells us in Hebrew, the Hilchas Shoyl, the Halacha of the Shoyl is Chayiv Bo'inson. Shoyl is Chayiv Bo'inson. Now, it's difficult to understand. If Chiyuvei Shmira were to be the Nakuda as to why a Shoyl is Chayiv to pay, you might say as far as Shkimah Shekhal Anosh Shaloy, that's a reason to tell us over here why a Shoyl is Chayiv Bo'inson. Kol Anosh Shaloy, Shoyl has the entire Gishmak of the Chayifetz. You stop and think for a moment, but it's an Oinus. How in the world can you Mechayiv a Shoyl for something that happened to be Oinus? Oinus means Kipshuta, is Mesa, Kipshuta, it died. Whatever Oinus it should be, Mesa, it died. Whatever it should be, something totally beyond your control is there. So it can't be Hilchas Shmir that we're talking about. It has to be another halacha. The Shoyl says because it's Ki'ilu Ukmei B'Shusai. The Torah was Ki'ilu Ukmei Mechayiv B'Shus HaLekeach. Ki'ilu was came in as B'Shus, and that's why it's Mechuyiv Bo'insin. You have my Chayfetz and that's Mechayiv, not because of Shmir, because the Chayfetz in Kabbalah Sainzin is Ki'ilu B'Shusai. It's far why the Torah was making as a Chayfetz B'Shusai, it's because Kol Ano Shaloi. But it's not Hilchas Shmir. The Chiyuv for Oinsin is not based on Hilchas Shmir. It's based on the fact that the Torah says, Ki'ilu the Chayfetz is your Chayfetz, that's Mechayiv you to pay. That makes the drapezer nasug yisagimor, that the goy made the deal with the Yisrael, that is mechuyiv bo'insin. That's a Kabbalah sachrayis to the degree, Kabbalah sachrayis takir. But chayiv bo'insin, it can't be stam, is chayivus ba'almir. We call Kabbalah sachrayis takir. I'm telling you right now that the chayivus is ki'ilu shalcho. The headache you have on this chayivus, I'm telling you, it's totally your chayivus. I gave you the chayivus to take care of. It's your chayivus now. And that Kabbalah sachrayis, ad kidei oinsin, is a chiyuv which now shifts. The Yischaiv, it's not Chiyuv Momen Ba'almu B'Tanai Shal Oinsin, we'll call it Kilo Hikne L'Chopse. I mean, Kivyoch, so to speak, a word of Haknoas Achevitz L'Shuscho. Your Kabbalah Sachrayis, to the point of Chiyuv Oinsin, is enough to say, I assume the Chevitz to be, quote, mine, to the degree that I have Chiyuv Oinsin to you. Not with the Shmir, it's not with the Yischaiv Ba'almu. It's Kilo, the Chevitz is also Liyodi. So now we understand the Raivitz Pshat Ne'agimor. So now, the Kabbalah Sachrayis so be as the Gemara tells it, that's Mechila, in Gurn the moment, according to the Shita Sarayvid there, clearly talks to the degree of saying that the Chayvitz should be yours. According to the Kabbalah Sachrayis of Oinsin, it's becoming yours in Gansin. That's without any posit. That's just to create facts on the ground to give us the status of Gurn the moment. After the fact, after the Xeris HaKosit, that is the Lo Yimotze here, it's Yesh Lodun. Yesh Lodun. But that's Chachom, there's no get of during the moment to make it mine. So that never happened. Nonetheless, we have a Kosov of Lo Yimotze that tells us, you're over the Yisr. Here, we're already left in an area which is gray as to how far the Chayvitz must be yours to have the Yisr of Lo Yimotze. Kabbalah Sachrayis, which is less than the Chiyiv Oitzadik of Kabbalah Sachrayis, could very well be enough to say that you should have the din of Lo Yimotze. I don't need more than that. So the Maskona Sagimor, if you come from Lo Yimotze, it's sufficient to say that the Kabbalah Sachrayis of Nev Aveda would be enough. That means in the Pshat Gemor, the Kasha on the Raivid was, that the Gemara is Kasha, during the moment, the first Lashon says, what are you talking about? The other one should be there. Now, in the second Lashon, the Gemara says that, again, Bishlam Darbon is saying, Lo Yimotze, 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 what did Lo Yimotze for? So again, we don't know exactly what the case would be. That means we're talking about, there's no need for it because I could create facts on the ground. Oh, where you have a Gerim Lamam Diki case? Simply the Gemara could say, well, I need it in a case where there's no Gerim Lamam. In the case of Kabbalah Sachrayis of Shemir Sachar, without Kibbul Oinsin, so the Chur, you could also, you have the Eitzel, you need it for that. So the Gemara says Kushta, or the Gemara says, whatever the Pshat, the Gemara, the Maskal Shri, the Gemara says Kushta, the Gemara says the truth, that there may be no Gerim Lamam here at all, because Seif Kosoif, if the Chayvitz is Be'en, there is no Svar B'chal for Gerim Lamam. That needs a beer as to why that should be the case. However, what we have over here is, in the Raivid clearly, a tzad of understanding of why the Chiyuv, why it's called Kishalcho. Why does the Kishalcho be if it's the Kabbalah L'Oinisim? If that's the case, So now, in the Rambam alone, the Maskonas HaGemara, we're saying the Rambam Sheet is that the Kabbalah's Shmir of Gnevah Vavedi, of Hashem Yisachar, is enough to say it's Kishalut. It's enough to say it's Kishalut, that's what the Rambam says. Now, in Hilchos Gur, in the moment, we see it to be on, if you take the Ravid for what he says, it won't work at all. It doesn't work at all. It means I need the Lo Yimotzi to be the Pasuk that tells me why you're Ravid. Maskonas HaGemara, like we understand, Lo Yimotzi does the job in both the Shayyas. Lishtikam it does the job in the Rabban, Lishtabas it does the job even in the Asif Shimon as well. So Yimotz is doing the job. And at the end of the day, we're saying it, we're going here without a din of Gerim Lamami Bechal. It's Kolkul Lo Yimotz. I can't use the Gedorim of Gerim Lamami to give me the level of how much bias I have. If Lamaskonas HaGemara, we're talking about a case of Gnevi Lele Kipshuta. If the Ravid, the Shita Mavetzes, there's the Balasogis in the Rambam, he wasn't mastered on the Rambam, Perek Dal Allah Gimel, as to what the level of Achayis, of Eskabos Achayis was. Doesn't become Gerim Lamami, it becomes something which is under Shem Yisachar Dikishmir. He himself understands Dafke Shoyel Dikishmir, it's Chayit Kuli Ba'insin, do we have a din of Gerim Lamami to work Tachfa? Okay, that's what seems to be in the Ravid Mishit Bukubetzes. So the Maskona, what we have here is clearly Exeyas HaKosu, Lo Yimotzi Levan, and even the Das HaRambam, the way we understand now, we're going to base it, predicated on the Shita Bukubetzes in Bukubetzes, we say now that the Rambam has to hold Lo Yimotze, it doesn't just stop at telling us Isurei Chometz, and I don't need Gerim Lamami either to do the job, Lo Yimotze tells us Bailus. So Lo Yimotze has to be a Chiddush of Bailus as well. That in Lo Yimotze, the Maskonas HaGemara, there is indeed a Chiddush of saying you have a gather of Bailus. We want to have that dig, like the famous dig in the Rambam, Oizgalot. But we say that Chentze Shal Akum Meshus Yisrael, Keshikim Olav HaChayis, is enough to say it's yours, and you're already Meshun the fact that the Chayvetz is Kishaloi Mamish, I'm forced to say that without any Gedorim of Gerim Lamami as well. Let's stop over here.
So, that's the Rambam that you're 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 the Rambam that